I read a lot of comments on the videos, music videos, and it seems, I mean, despite the Spaceman videos and everything, there were a lot of people who said on the songs that they kind of lift them up to get going through the day. So is this kind of a theme of the album as well, to make it through?
I mean, that's what music does for me. You know, the music I love has always helped me get through the day. You know, if you're going through a breakup, your heart's broken, sometimes it feels good to listen to sad stuff that you can relate to and makes you feel good, you know. It's weird how sadness can make you feel good in some ways, you know. And then there's certain times where, you know, you want to hear something uplifting that gets your adrenaline going, that helps you get through the day too. So it wasn't totally intentional, but it's always what I aspire to do. Ultimately, you know, like the only stuff I really like put on the record was stuff that I felt was motivating emotionally one way or another. So yeah, I guess the answer is yes.
Your shows seem very intense, and I also think that like the beats and also the singing on the songs is very intense in a way. Is that kind of a cathartic moment when you are on stage or when you're singing?
It's just who I am, I guess, you know, so I don't really overthink what it is or isn't. It just happens, and that's just who I am, you know. It's like, you know, certain animals do certain things, you know, and, you know, like a dog barks, for example, and wags its tail, so I guess that's my tail wagging, you know.
Could you maybe elaborate on the last song, on Nights of Shame? Because it seems to be like the big, I don't know, showdown of the whole album.
Right. I just wanted to make a song that was at least 6 minutes long that wasn't boring. And it ended up being 12 minutes long. And ended up being my favorite song on the record personally. And a lot of other people seemed to gravitate towards that one as well. And, you know, my goal was just to make a song that you wouldn't have to turn because it'd become boring, you know. And, you know, I hope I accomplished that. And so far, a lot of people seemed to feel good about it, and you know, it wasn't intentional or anything. It wasn't something that had to happen. It was just an experiment, I guess, and it worked out. And at the point I wrote that song, I felt like there were enough songs on the record that were pretty easy to digest, and I guess poppy enough to be singles or whatever. So I wasn't worried about like writing a hit song or anything. I was just writing something cool to me, I guess, you know, and it ended up being 12 and a half minutes long, you know. But I never overthought it. Once I was at like 3 minutes, I never would look back and listen to it from the front. I kept going and adding pieces. It wasn't until it got to be like 8 minutes long that I actually sat down and listened from the front to the end. I was like, oh my God, this is the weirdest fucking thing I've ever heard. But I love it, you know. So, I mean, and lyrically speaking, you know, it sort of sums up how I feel about the world these days, and how life has treated me and other people around me, and, you know, sort of how my eyes have been opened to the way the world works more so than I understood before, I guess.